You're listening to The Morning Magazine. I'm your host, Alexis Kenyon. If you're driving to work today, you may notice extra bikers on the road or stations set up outside in front of businesses around town. That's because today is Boulder's 9th annual Winter Bike to Work Day. Sue Prant is the executive director of Community Cycle and joins us today to tell us about the event. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first, tell me about Bike to Work Day. What's happening around town?
So there are 18 breakfast stations within Boulder County, sort of centered around the core, but we do have like Mose and South Boulder and a couple in Longmont, and then a few in Lewisville and a few on the way to Lyons. So most everybody offers a warm drink and coffee and bagels, breakfast burritos. Many have donuts, Community Cycles. We have a breakfast station. We always have a lot of donuts. And people are welcome to visit as many as they want. And Winter Bike to Work Day is a celebration of cycling all year round. So we like to think that we're kind of rewarding people for cycling in the hardest months. But, you know, the reality is in Colorado, there are many days in January, December, February that are beautiful days to ride a bike. So we encourage people to try riding a bike all year long.
How long have these Bike to Work Days been going? Do you know?
So I believe this is the 9th year of Winter Bike to Work Day. Summer Bike to Work Day, which happens in June, has been going like over 30 years. Boulder was one of the first communities to start it.
Wow, that's cool. And so are you...
It's over 40 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
There are some workshops going on today. What are those workshops?
So we have winter commuting workshops, which basically go over some of the things I've talked about, how to dress warm, how to negotiate streets that are not totally plowed or in the best shape, things like that. And then we have Fix a Flat and Maintenance 101, which we offer those all the time. And they're just the basics in how to quickly fix your flat to have basic maintenance so you can stay self-sufficient on your bike.
Do you have any favorite bike to work stories? What was your favorite bike to work moment?
Oh, God. So one of the first things that come to mind when I think of Bike to Work Day is in summer Bike to Work Day, just seeing so many cyclists out on the road and just sort of the possibility of like, what could this be like if it were like this every day? And if you go to places like the Netherlands or places that really safely accommodate cyclists, that is what every day is. In fact, even more, you know, times five. So, and there's, you know, great safety in numbers of riding with all those people on the streets. And I think that's one of the things people really love about Bike to Work Day. It's not just the free breakfast. It's riding in a gigantic crowd of cyclists is really wonderful. And even in winter, you experience that. And I think in winter, there's sort of a special camaraderie of just people being out in the elements and riding. And, you know, you see people kind of get dressed up for it and like, look at this winter thing I'm doing, you know, for Bike to Work Day to celebrate it. I've seen some great winter outfits for Winter Bike to Work Day. So it's really just, you know, the sense of community of everybody on a bike and participating and riding safely and feeling like they can see and talk to their neighbors because they're not enclosed in private automobiles.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So if I'm starting out in the morning, I want to participate in Bike to Work Day. If I just start biking, I'll probably pass the station, or should I look them up? What should I do?
You should probably look at the map, which is on our website, communitycycles.org. It would be nice if you took the pledge to ride too, because that helps. And that's also on the same page as the map. And that'll give you a sense of where to go. The Bike to Work Day is 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. in winter. It's a little bit longer in the summer. And, you know, you could probably hit like four breakfast stations in that time. So you can collect all the goodies.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. Sue Prant is the executive director of Community Cycle. Sue, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.